It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing this morning, Josh?
Doing all right. You know, feels like winter finally.
Yeah, and you were out, I saw you out smiling, having fun playing with that snowplow of yours and snowblower. And got to get the toys out this weekend.
No, I didn't get the snowblower out, but I did get to play with my new snowplow.
Well, that's good.
I'm hoping not.
Probably not, but, you know, got a lot of winter to go.
Yep. Yep.
But nice to see you out working there anyway.
Well, it was fun, but you know, it was colder than I thought it was. You know,
chilly out there, get that wind going.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's warming up a little bit today, but it's all 4 degrees as we speak.
Well, I see it's going to be negative 35 tonight.
With the wind chill.
Tomorrow morning, yeah.
Yeah, actual temp at like 17 below or something like that. So,
yep.
Yeah, so do what you can to keep warm.
That's right.
Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Corporal Melvin John Hennings. Melvin was born on December 31st, 1926, in Antelope Valley Township, Dual County, South Dakota. Passed away on July 21st, 1997. He entered active duty in the United States Army on September 28th, 1951, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Was honorably discharged about 20 months later on September 20th, 1953, at Camp Carson, Colorado. He was a clerk with Company D of the 27th Infantry of the 5th Army, served overseas in Korea, spent 1 year and 11 days overseas during the Korean conflict in Korea, and he earned the Combat Infantryman's Badge, the Korea Service Medal with 3 Bronze Campaign Stars, and the United Nations Service Medal. So we thank you, Melvin, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. That's on to the Vets.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about our subject at hand today. You're going to be talking about a whole health approach to VA care.
Yeah, we've talked about whole health in the past, and it's the Department of Veterans Affairs Circle of Health empowers veterans to take charge of their health and well-being through 4 elements. The American Legion put out a press release on February 5th discussing VA's whole health program, how it puts focus on the veteran and what they want their health to look like. VA offers a whole health approach for veterans that empower them to take charge of their health and well-being. It's a holistic, proactive, patient-centered healthcare journey. It includes health coaches and complementary and integrative health modalities, or what the VA calls a circle of health. And there's 4 elements of the circle of health. The first element is me. At the center of the circle is me. You start in the middle by saying, I am the expert in my life, values, goals, and priorities. Only I can know why I want my health. Your whole health journey begins with what matters to you. Self-care is another element. You have the power to impact your well-being. Areas of self-care can be food or diet, personal development, exercise, mindful awareness or mindfulness, and a whole lot more. Professional care. Preventative and conventional care from the VA includes immunizations, medicines, and other clinical care. Complementary medicine and care include acupuncture, meditation, yoga, massage for treatment, clinical hypnosis. And the final element is community. VA says as a me at the center of the circle, there is a we that enfolds it. Your community includes those you rely on and those who rely on you. You can learn more about starting your whole health journey at va.gov/wholehealth. Actually, I found this article because I recently started meeting with a whole health coach. And the way they do this is they give you a questionnaire to fill out. And it's, you know, you scale everything on a level of 1 to 5, 5 being, you know, you're most comfortable doing this and stuff like that. And then it, you know, if you score yourself low on one aspect, it says, how do you plan on changing this? Or do you want to change it? And, you know, you just write little notes in there. And then you talk to a whole health coach about that. And, you know, they give you pointers and hold you accountable to when you meet with them. So it's kind of cool. It's, you know, and these appointments take 10, 15. Well, the first one takes half hour to an hour, going through that questionnaire and scoring yourself and, you know, explaining to the whole health coach, you know, what the plan is and what you want your health for. And then the follow-up appointments are 10, 15 minutes long. You know, the way I my appointments are going, it's like visiting with an old friend. You know, it's kind of cool, and you know, you're making positive changes for yourself.
That's good. I think I have two whole health cultures, my wife, the retired nurse, and my daughter, the dietitian.
There you go.
I don't get away with much, and I'm accountable for everything that I eat.
Yeah, but you got to take you know, make sure you're doing some self care as well.
That's right.
Do stuff that enjoys that you enjoy. I know you like your amateur radio, or ham radio,
right.
You know, broadcasting to the masses here.
Yep, that's fun.
Yep.
Yep. Everybody should have something they like to do.
And your mayorhood.
That too. Yep. Just getting into that.
Yep. Oh, I forgot to curtsy when I walked in.
Oh, that's okay. Just to, no, not necessary.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, next time. After a year or so. All right. Well, your hours are everything good this week, did you say?
Yeah, we're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. I do have a few meetings this week, which will they'll pull me out of the office. I'll be in the office, but my door will be closed because they're Teams meetings. But otherwise, open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445. Next week, next Monday, county offices will be closed. It's President's Day. Somebody was asking if, you know, with this new administration, if President's Day is going to be safe. I said, I guarantee you that one's going to be safe.
Yep. That'd be pretty much a guarantee.
Yep.
All right. Sounds good.
Not to get political or anything,
right.
But that one's pretty much a given. So.
All right. Very good, Josh. Appreciate the info. We'll chat again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Bettinger, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer with us and Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
If all you want is a sip of water at the kitchen sink, any filter will do. I want better water in the laundry, better water in the bathroom, better water at every table.